Shalom Uvroche, another day of life, another day of building up that cheshek between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances, another day of recognizing that everything that happens is just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to uplift us. And the final pasuk of this amazing mizmah, Yeshev Seiseh Elyon, which is the Shir Shel Begoyim, the mizmah that gives us all the secrets how to protect ourselves and save ourselves from every type of sorrow that could happen, physical or spiritual. And the last line of the Mizmor is, Oirich Yomim Asbi'eyu. This is what Hashem wants us to have, long lives, and be satiated in those days of our lives, lives of feeling that Yesh Li Koil, like our forefather Yaakov Avinu said, I have what I need, and I'm happy with what I have. I realize Hashem is taking care of me. I will show the complete Yeshua. This is what Hashem wants. This is the Ratzon Hashem. Reb Chaim Volozhin says that it's even a right thing in your tefillos. And when a person davens even for his personal things, so put into the tefillah that I'm doing this not only for myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the chiddush he says is that a person could say that, let's say, I need parnosa, I need health. I need parnosa. But I want it also because I know you want me to have parnosa. I know you want me to have health. I know you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want me to have everything good. That's the whole Ratzon of Hashem for the Bria. All those other things, the complications we have in life, is like we saw in the previous pasuk, that Hashem puts us in challenging situations so that we should call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should develop our relationship more. But that's the final pasuk is, the more we understand this, understand that the whole Ratzon of Hashem in the creation is for our benefit in this world and the world to come, the more we feel that, then Mitzvah Hashem, that will bring us into that level of life that Och Yom Asbi'eyu, that we won't need all these things, because all these unpleasant things are there primarily for that purpose, to make us feel more that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more that we're in the loving hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I myself work on myself to pay attention more and more how much I am in the loving hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that in itself is a reason to masalik, to remove all the hardships in life. And it gives me the courage to appreciate life and have the life of Sevilla, Oichu Masbiyeyu. I'll feel satiated, I'll feel happy with what I have. And even sometimes we have things that are not pleasant, I will be able to focus on the good and realize this is for my benefit, and it also won't give me that hard feeling in my heart. My heart will be happy. And the final of everything is to see the Yeshua Hashem. Farshim say this is not talking about Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo. That's what everything was created for, the world to come. Take this mizmah throughout our lives and put ourselves in Hashem's hand through the Evrosu Yosech Lo, Socher Amito, the Emes, with the Torah Hashem, with the mitzvahs that we do. A Bitochen Hashem, true Bitochen, the Bitochen that stems from a deep paying attention and feeling and recognizing how much Bemet every second of our lives we are privileged to be the Am Hashem, the nation of Hashem, being Nenna from all the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mitzvah Hashem. Will be Zeicha Yeshua from all Atzaras and this Oirich Yomim Asbi'eyu, long lives satiated with the goodness and feeling that goodness, and eventually to be Zeicha to the Olam Haba, Anitzri, the eternal Olam Haba that is set aside for all of us.